It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale, and it's a big deal. Right now, get 50% off all windows along with no interest for 5 years plus bonus savings when you schedule a consult today. If your windows leak, get foggy or hot, or you're paying high utility bills, that's a big deal. With Window Nation's semi-annual sale, you can replace your windows and save a big deal too. Schedule a no-obligation in-home estimate now. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You're listening to BGN Radio.
9 seconds left. Eagles by 8. Brady lines them up. He's back again. He steps up. He's hit. He stumbles. He is throwing it deep for the end zone, and it is batted around and incomplete. And the game is over. The game is over. The Philadelphia Eagles are Super Bowl champions. Eagles fans everywhere, this is for you. Let the celebration begin.
There's going to be a parade on Broad Street. Hey, man, if this is a dream, don't wake me up.
Oh, what's going on? Super Bowl champion nation! We're live at the Fillmore. James Seltzer, Brian Coulter, Casey Young. It's time to walk to Broad Street. We are going to do this entire broadcast. As we move on, we are heading to where we just saw Joel Embiid hanging out. We're going to walk to Broad Street together, every single one of you. How about this? How about fuck you, Tom Brady? How about that? How about bye-bye, Bill? I hope you enjoy retirement, because the Eagles just won the Super Bowl, Seltzer.
To quote Chase Utley, world fucking champions! The Eagles won the Super Bowl. Like, hey, Cowboys fans, Giants fans, all that? No more no rings for us, because we got one of these on our finger, baby. We are the champions of the world, Johnny. And here's my quick question.
No, you're good.
Okay, my quick question. How does Doug Peterson walk with balls that size? That's what I want to know, Bartert. That's what I want to know.
An amazing amount of cojones in this game. And at one point, I know we are all probably thinking it. Right around that six-minute mark of the fourth quarter, we didn't know what was going to happen. But guess what? It is, who the hell has the balls to make his quarterback split out to the right-hand side?
Big dick Nick threw for fucking enough yards to fucking win it.
Caught more touchdowns than Tom Brady as well. Caught more touchdowns than T.O. I can't believe that Doug Peterson made Nick Foles split out wide like a freaking wing tee back, then did a little razzle-dazzle. That first year, I'm thinking like, oh my God, are they really going to run Wildcat on, what was that? Was it a fourth down play too?
It was fourth and goal.
Fourth and goal.
With all the balls in the world to call that play, just to go for it on fourth and goal was the ballsiest call of the game to begin with. And then to run that play, where not only is it a quarterback rollout and as a receiver, and you're having Trey Burton, which, smart to get it to a guy who knows how to throw the football a little bit, like, again, brilliance. Yes. But to do it where he throws it to Clement, then the other toss to Burton, it was like a toss. And then Foles is wide open and catches a touchdown. Like, what the hell was that? On fourth and goal, who does that? And then he goes for it again on fourth down. Everyone's like, don't do it in his own territory. And they get it again. Zach Ertz made play after play in terms of that fourth down, that touchdown catch, I mean, dude, like, these guys just stepped up. Alshon in the first half, Ertz in the second half. Corey Clement would not be brought down unless you had two, three guys on him all night. Like, this team just rose above. And they, and like, we talk so much about how the defense had to win it. They outgunned Tom Brady in that offense. They outgunned him. It was Super Bowl record for yards in a game. Like, Nick Foles was a monster. It was just a masterful showing offensively from Doug Peterson.
Yeah. How about if you were listening to BGN Radio the entire week, that's exactly what we were saying, that this offense is so much better than it's given it credit for. Everyone, every single person in this game focused on Tom Brady versus the Eagles' defense, and guess what? It didn't matter because Jim Schwartz said all the game couldn't stop anybody, and it didn't matter because that's how good. That is how good this Eagles offense was. The creativity was all over the place, and sometimes where it even snubbed them in some regards with short, you know, Torrey Smith screens and things like that. They only settled for a field goal once in this game. That's amazing to me. That is amazing to me. Throughout all the faults on the end, we're getting a lot of Eagles chants going here. So we'll direct the camera towards. There it is. Yes, happy birthday, Jerome Brown.
Bring it home. They brought it home.
Congratulations. Congratulations to Brian Dawkins. Every single person here.
Who was born in 1980? This guy.
What was your favorite play moment of today?
I think we can officially end Brandon Graham v. Earl Thomas. It's over. The right pick was made. Brandon Graham comes up with the biggest play of the game. And shout out to Derek Barnett doing the right thing, getting the ball, covering it up. We got it. Let's go forward. That's the play
he
of the
game. He traded Jim Radford for Derek Barnett and the pick we used to get Jay Ajayi. There you go. That's all it is.
Damn.
Howard Rose going to need the statue built tomorrow.
You want to cut up?
Nick Foles,
caught a TD.
Yo, can I just ask a question? What the hell got into Nick Foles? I mean, we're talking about
two of the great playoff games of all time.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, like, that is
right. I mean, like, between
the ball to Alshon, the ball to Corey Clement, picture fucking perfect. Are you kidding me?
And he was moving around. He was like loose and had pocket mobility on. It was unbelievable.
Wait a minute. I believe Corey Clement was undrafted. A game by him. Good Lord. Thank you, Howie.
Yeah, think of the other things, too. It's just Chris Long, LeGarrette Blunt, now of back-to-back. Two different teams.
That's awesome. I'm so happy for those guys. They're such. We talked about this so much, but now that they've won it, win it in such a way, but to also win it with such a great group of guys on this team. Like, how beautiful is that? How awesome is that for the first time that we win a Super Bowl to do it in this
the way they did.
Unbelievable storybook BS type of way. I was talking to my buddy who's a Hollywood writer, and he was said to me what I've been saying. He's like, yeah, that would be BS probably, but that would never happen. No one would ever take that story. And it happened. And then on top of that, just have them be such great guys and so rootable. This is the perfect way for this to finally have happened.
Yes.
The perfect way.
Yes.
And to beat the Patriots.
To beat the fucking Patriots of all people.
Oh, my God, suck it, Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady, greatest ever.
Tom.
Not tonight, you fucking shatterheads.
Not yet, Tom.
Huh? Huh?
Not tonight.
Not tonight.
Not tonight. Hey, WEI, I got two words for you. Sucker!
And it's just the other things that I'm always thinking, right? It's just like, this is it. The pressure was off to win this Super Bowl. What the fuck is going to happen with a healthy Carson Wentz and Sidney Jones, another draft and another free agency period? My God.
Well, especially, I mean, like, we already know how fueled Wentz is and how much of a fire that guy has for football. Imagine being on the sidelines and watching what happened tonight. You know he wants his own Super Bowl.
Definitely.
You know he wants to be the guy out there, what Nick did tonight. He wants to be that guy. Like, the hunger is going to be within him even stronger than before. I totally believe that.
And just an incredible performance by the entire offense all around. I mean,
they carried the team, man.
That offensive line, my God.
Oh my God. And Doug.
Yeah, I mean, but the way that they schemed this entire thing, even when Wisniewski goes out for a little bit, they're blowing guys 3-4 yards off the ball.
We got dancing. We've got dancing on the newspaper stands.
Look at this.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
But just the fact that, you know, you had, I mean, like, Stoutland, everybody. I mean, the offense did what they said they were going to do.
That's the thing is, you go up against Belichick, and it's supposed to be the most well-coached team, the most prepared team. And Peterson and Reich and DiFilippo and Schwartz and the position coaches, they had their guys more ready. They were able to.
So many horns, so much celebration going on.
It's crazy, dude.
Man, oh man.
I mean, did you see that? He just heaved the beer in the truck.
I mean, guys, this is just.
Look, she's fucking still cold.
Wow. Goodness. Oh, that was crazy. So I almost got us killed.
You did.
So that was.
We can die now.
We can die now. We're good.
It's all good. I'd be okay. I'm at that point.
Justin, we're down just crossed. We're at Second and Spring Garden. So
we got
a ways to go. But
who thought of this idea?
Some asshole with a beard.
It's a pilgrimage.
Yes.
Pilgrimage. What's up, guys?
Hey.
No.
4 a.m. back in UK. We love you.
Yeah.
We love you for staying up and hanging out.
Looking forward for BGN to come out there.
Mario from Italy. My dad chiming in. What's up, Dad?
Rick.
Woohoo.
What up, Rick? How many people we got?
Oh yeah, no, we're not going anywhere.
It's a pilgrimage.
This phone has to die, or we have to die, or
and
we got a backup phone in case it goes out.
Back out. We'll be back on if it dies.
Pop right into mine.
I also got a little bit of a charger, baby.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Like, that's the other thing. Like, it is so crazy. that every single person, including, except for, shout out to our boy Robert Mays from The Ringer.
Shout out, yeah, shout out Robert Mays.
Shout out to Kyle Brandt at Good Morning Football.
Yo, yeah, absolutely.
But I gotta tell you guys, fuck everybody else.
Yeah!
Hey, Dan Graziano.
Yeah.
And Dan Graziano.
Only gotta pick us for all three games.
Also, Dan Graziano, please unblock me. I'm sorry. But, I mean, they can tell you, that this team wasn't underdogs. Tom Brady can, and his Scientology, can try and tell you that, you know, hey, these guys were underdogs. But congratulations to the World Series bettor who put 4.2 million down. Shouts to Ryan, who is our guy that came in.
Oh, yeah.
Who put $5,000 down at 50 to 1 at the beginning of the year. Congratulations on your $200 and whatever $1,000.
$290,000.
So.
Wish me Easter buying the first round.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, I mean, this
loot,
is.
Let's loot this
Popeyes. Guys, I don't think we grasp this yet.
No, we won't grasp
they
it for a week.
Just won a fucking Super Bowl with a backup quarterback, no Hall of Fame left tackle, no Jordan Hicks, replaced the kicker.
No Darren Sproles.
No Sean Lee.
No Sean Lee.
And here we are. Unbelievable.
And they won a game tonight where the defense kind of got their asses beat. What the hell happened tonight?
Yeah.
They won a game tonight where they outgunned, outshot Tom Brady and Josh McDaniels. Nick Foles outplayed Tom Brady in this Super Bowl. Like, what is that? Are you serious? Like,
so crazy.
What is that? Like, how does that happen?
And can we just say that Belichick? There's a lot of things going on. But
undefeated in the playoffs.
Yeah, Doug Peterson is undefeated in the playoffs. Shout outs to everybody with all the info. But that's where I keep coming back to, man. Like, how in the world did Bill Belichick get scared of Doug Peterson?
I don't know.
He got scared of Doug Peterson. And they're going to go, no, he didn't. Yes, he did. He pushed it. He went to the fourth, you know, but made a lot of dumb calls. Also, Tom, you might want to get some wide receiving lessons from Nick Foles. Because, God damn, son, what are you thinking? But those plays like that, at crucial times in the beginning there, it just set up, you know, what happened there. The Eagles basically stayed ahead of them the entire game, went blow for blow with them the entire time. Oh, my God.
This is when I get excited, when he can start seeing the skyline, gang. Oh yeah.
Hey, John, where's Ben McAdoo?
Yeah, where's Ben McAdoo?
Where's Adam Gase?
Unemployed.
Oh, Adam Gase. Thank you.
It's Gus Bradley.
Oh, thank God.
Whoa. What a punishment.
I almost canceled the live video.
You saved it.
What a punishment that is.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But I think the worst parent of all time.
Yo,
Doug Peterson was aggressive all season, and he went to the Super Bowl, and he coached the exact same way.
Yep.
He coached with his giant balls on the table. He wasn't scared. He went for four downs. People said he shouldn't go for, and he got him. And he made plays. He made great play calls in those situations. I mean, like, holy shit, Doug. Like, Doug Peterson put himself on the center of the national stage tonight as one of the great coaches in the NFL. And he deserves this credit, man. Like, what that guy did tonight. Like I couldn't believe how aggressive he was. Like, it was almost like, really, dude? And it kept working. He kept calling the right plays in the right spots. I mean, man, Doug Peterson is a Super Bowl winning coach and a great one.
While we're at a red light here on 5th and Spring Garden, right next to Soak City, hold on. Woo! Fuck Mike Lombardi. Hey, how about this? Stop trying to get Jim Schwartz a fucking job because he's your friend, motherfucker. How about just stay in your lane and go try and fucking GM, I don't know, at any point in time that you want to. That's fine. Doug Peterson, Super Bowl champion. Stop trying to steal people's jobs.
Let's just shout out the AP voters, man. The AP voters. One vote for Doug Peterson.
Yeah.
Two votes for Carson Wentz. And they shut them all up tonight.
Yeah, how about that? How about
one of them?
Congratulations to Coach of the Year, Sean McVay. I really hope you enjoy your fan base in L.A. Really
NFL
great.
NFL MVP, Tom Brady.
Yes.
How about that?
Well, dude. Yeah.
What a team. What a fucking team this team. Eagles team
and that's
is.
What, like, team.
What a team. Yeah. What a team. Like, they just went blow for blow tonight. At no point, no matter what happened, no matter how the Patriots responded, they just kept punching them in the mouth nonstop until the Elliott field goal, the just everything, like this team, the fortitude, the toughness, the ability to battle adversity, everything that was thrown at them. Like, I can't think of a team that has overcome more adversity in my time watching sports than to lose Carson Wentz and to lose Jason Peters, Darren Sproles, Jordan Nicks, lose so many crucial guys to your team and still find a way to win the Super Bowl against the dynasty, the monolithic Patriots. It is the most impressive thing in my time as a Philadelphia sports fan, and I'm so grateful to this team, man.
What's up, TK?
Can you imagine if this is the end of that Kraft Belichick Brady era?
Oh, it is. It's over. It's done.
We killed it.
Yeah.
You're welcome, America.
Just stepping a large puddle. We're doing high fives. We've made it to 6th Street, and we continue on.
That's why I'm here. I'm here to high-five people in their automobiles.
We've got 8 blocks to go.
You know what?
We made that pretty well.
Yeah, it's not bad.
There we go, yo.
Yes.
Yes.
I ain't
going to work tonight.
That's right.
Wait, now that we're not on Smithball, when is this parade that we're probably
going to
have?
Wednesday, Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Okay, Tuesday.
Because Wednesday's supposed to rain, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
I've heard different things there.
Yes.
Let's see.
So, we got the parade coming on Tuesday. My God. I lose a ton of words here. I just can't. Uh-huh. I don't even know what to say.
World champions.
Oh, my goodness.
373 yards and 3 touchdowns for Nick fucking Foles.
It's 373 and what?
3 touchdowns.
373, 3
touchdowns.
Is that
including a receiving touchdown?
Four
and
total.
And a receiving touchdown.
Four total touchdowns for Nick Foles. Just like we all expected.
Just like you drew it up.
Yeah. My God. You got it, Debbie. We love everybody checking in from everywhere. Oh, this is so amazing.
As we stroll on the Champs-Élysées.
That's right, yeah. Skyline's right over there, gang. We were walking from Front Street. Because we were at the Fillmore partying tonight. Seltzer, I've got 20% battery. 20%.
I'm ready. My phone is good to go. It's 72. So whenever we need to switch, mine's ready.
That's right. No more next. A lot of next going on, but no more.
Now next is the next Lombardi Trophy.
Oh. Yes. Yes.
Dynasty. One more. Not one. One more.
Yeah.
And for all the
yet.
For all the issues and things that happen, Minnesota will forever be our state.
Yes.
Minneapolis is our city.
From Sam Bradford for a first
it's
and a fourth
ours.
To Derek Barnett sacking your quarterback and changing the game to all those salty fans crying even into this week to all the security guard all people that were trying to kick people out for them enjoying themselves. Hey, fuck you too. How about that?
Yeah.
Howie Roseman owns your soul.
You tried to make her sick. It didn't work, all right? You tried to poison our players.
Yeah.
You couldn't do it.
And, you try to give us the flu.
Yeah.
Coming through while being on the unhealthy tip for the last day or two. Yeah, having absolutely. A huge game, catching everything thrown at him.
And I wanted to come in training camp. I'm a moron. Why I'm not the GM. How are you fucking losing?
We're running low on battery. This thing gets sucked in pretty good, but if we go down, we will switch over. Make no doubt about it.
I don't think you can go that way.
Yeah, one way.
Fireworks in LA. You kidding me? Oh, yeah, we're going to try. I don't know if we're climbing that pole, but we're going to watch people climb the pole for sure. Boise checking in. Central Florida checking in.
I love that jersey.
I love that jersey.
What is it? What is
Jeremy
it?
Bloom.
Nice. Jeremy Bloom jersey sighting on the way. He's don't see that every day.
Ready. Winter Olympics are coming up, man.
That disgust look that he had in his face, that's what made it even better. The lack of confidence when he thought he had the game won, that he had it in the bag. And just to see him finally just had that face, either I'm too old or too dumb to witness it. That was, I think, the best ever. It really was. You couldn't ask for anything more. I can't stand him. Last year I gave him credit because he came back and he won. Right? But we did what Atlanta couldn't
Bill
finish.
Simmons. Fuck Bill Simmons. Bullshit. Asshole writer.
I don't even get his back right now. That's right.
I'm hurt. Brandon Cooks tonight. I mean, that was good.
You shout out to Brandon Cooks for just waking up now.
Get better, Brandon.
Yes, seriously. Feel better. I hope you're doing well.
Yeah. We're all in your corner.
And yes. Thank God we didn't knock the deck for you.
We're friends, Brandon. Yes.
Yo. The Eagles won the Super Bowl.
How fucking crazy is that?
Yo, we got a ring. We won the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl. Like this whole city's identity is going to change. This whole fan base's identity is going to change. Now it's about getting another Super Bowl. Now it's about getting another after that. Like, we broke through. Just like, and we did it without Carson Wentz. We broke through with Nick Foles. Nick Foles played like a superstar tonight. From Pro Bowl MVP to Super Bowl MVP. And well deserved. What a story. Like, it's too much. This story's too much, guys. Like,
it truly is.
Like, we've been waiting our whole lives for the Eagles to do what they did tonight, to finally win a Super Bowl, and for them to do it this way. For them to lose the players they had to the point where they lost the NFL MVP in Carson Wentz. And not only is it a backup quarterback, but it's the guy who was supposed to be the guy here, Nick Foles.
27-2.
27-2 came back.
I'll tell you what,
and killed it. Killed it. He was way better. Nick Foles, guys. Nick Foles. Even Brandon Lee Gouten loves Nick Foles now. That's what just happened there.
I had a fun exchange with Brandon earlier, and I think he's feeling pretty good right now.
He should. He's there, miss.
Go, Rams! Look at this. Yes. Like, everyone is
Watch your feet.
Ready to party right now, as this is about as crazy and wild as it gets. John's getting the iPad together.
Yeah. Bird gang, baby!
You're world champion.
People are literally getting out of there.
Hey, we're back. Yo, we're getting pretty close. Casey Young in the house, making moves, getting close.
What's going on? World champions.
World champions! World fucking champions! That's what I'm talking about. It almost is too much to handle. We've waited for this for so long, and it's been such a part of our identity to, like we won the Super Bowl.
We were the joke for the past 60 years almost. Like, not anymore.
We got a ring. There's no more. How many rings you got? Yeah, we got one. And ours was better than all yours because we beat Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, but it falls. It doesn't get better than that.
And you know what? We have the latest Super Bowl ring.
You're dead.
Not one from 1995.
That's right.
Not one from 2011.
Right. We are the current
2018.
We are the current champions. Okay, we're leaving this one. We're going next one and finish it.
Stretch your hand and I'ma chop it off.
How dare you ask for a favor from your boss's boss? Shrimp, scampi, angel head noodles, white wine sauce. Rewind Diana Ross, reload the Nina Ross. Settle metal when I'm focused on the green dinero. Hocus pocus, Gucci loafers, cake with bacon soda. Cape for soldiers moving weight from Maine to Nova Scotia. Bang revolvers, problem solvers, adding pain to mothers. Lost a child, clips from playing when they hear Belial. Nightmares, walking dead cause they sleep prepared. You either sheep or shed, be scared or cut to pieces. I lust for custom coupes with the honey mustard features. Butterfly doors, a whore that makes wine or sober. Her beauty stunning, plus she funny, that's the proper order. Head nods and cat calls cause it's pops in order. Yeah, I'm stunting, all the world is my stage show. Dallas streets cruising around about four.